Death Sticks, Bacta, Spice, Drugs of Star Wars. Much like our real world, a proper fictional universe is filled with substances, both legal and illegal, designed to medicate, pacify, or in some way alter a person's body or mind. The Star Wars galaxy is certainly no different, and while drugs have played a very small part in the films and television shows, the expanded universe of materials has delved much further into these substances. While there are many, many drugs briefly mentioned in various places, with spice alone having over 50 variants, we will only touch upon the more well-known substances. To begin with, let's discuss the most famous drug in the galaxy, spice. Technically, spice is a slang term for a mineral that could be processed into many types of drugs. Multiple planets served as sources for the mining of spice, but the most infamous was the spice mines of Kessel, located deep in the Outer Rim and surrounded by a dangerous cluster of black holes. Kessel was operated largely by slave labor, mainly Wookiees, and the Empire would often send prisoners to Kessel as a death sentence. The spice variant, mined and processed on Kessel, was Glitterstim, an addictive drug that heightened a user's mental state and allowed for a brief period of telepathic abilities. Originally classified as a medical substance by the Republic, it was later outlawed and was only found on the black market. Glitterstim is created on Kessel by large energy spiders, creatures that could absorb energy into their bodies, both living energy and energy from sources like blaster bolts. These spiders would spin webs of the spice in complete darkness, as light activated and ruined the Glitterstim. Thus, miners would also be forced to work in darkness while harvesting the spice, as any light would draw the spiders in. Any smugglers carrying the spice away from Kessel would have to make the dangerous Kessel Run, a series of hyperspace jumps performed while avoiding the black holes, as well as Imperial ships. Another variation of spice, Ryl, can be fed to the energy spiders, causing them to grow to massive sizes and create Glitter Ryl, a drug that could erase memories. As mentioned, however, there were many other variations of spice throughout the galaxy. Booster Blue could increase a user's reaction speeds, but had nasty after effects. Andris was a common spice variant that was often added to food to improve flavor and prevent spoilage, but when highly refined, it greatly enhanced a user's senses. Neutron Pixie increased a user's reaction time, resistance to pain, and their perception of their own strength and endurance, but had very extreme withdrawal effects. Deluge was a variant that was occasionally used as a food substitute, as it completely sapped away a user's appetite, but left them in a lethargic state. Karak was a foe medicine that suppressed most symptoms of injuries or illnesses, acting as a strong painkiller, but continued use would cause a buildup of harmful toxin in a user. This drug also suppressed a user's connection to the Force. Eldrots was a dangerous spice that caused a user to become extremely cooperative and distracted, and eventually caused them to slip into a coma. The list goes on. Of course, there were plenty of other drugs that are not considered spice. Lasai was a mold that grew on the backs of a certain species of lizard from the Zebatrope system. This mold was usually scraped off with a spatula, and then rubbed onto the base of a user's throat, causing a distinctive purple stain. Lasai allowed a user to no longer need sleep, although the means by which this was possible is unknown. The only real downside is the addictive nature of Lasai, but it effectively allows a user to extend their lifespan by a third. The Mila flower was a type of plant native to Naboo that had tranquilizing properties. Often used for medicinal purposes as a tranquilizer, depending on the dose, it could be potent enough to soothe a rancor or kill a human. Bota was another rare plant that was useful enough to warrant multiple conflicts over it throughout the Clone Wars in the days of the Empire. Highly sought after by many species, it had powerful medicinal effects, and perhaps more notably, could enhance a Force user's connection to the Force. Death Sticks were addictive mild hallucinogens that shortened a user's lifespan, and were found rather abundantly on Coruscant. A couple variations of Death Sticks allowed a user to either inject them, smoke them, snort them, or pour them into a beverage. Speaking of beverages, the array of alcoholic drinks in the Star Wars universe could easily fill a video on their own, but I'll mention a few. Many direct analogs to our own alcohol exist, including beers, wines, whiskeys, and champagne, and alcohol is a fairly abundant substance throughout the galaxy. Corellians, in particular, were heavy drinkers, with Corellian ale being one of the most common alcoholic drinks in existence. Many species had their own specialty drinks, such as Rhodian spice liquor, Arcanian sweet milk, Calamari Zinfar, Regellian draft, and Twi'lek Izzymold. Of course, many unique cocktails existed as well, such as Flameout, a mixed drink that caused a sensation similar to scalding on a drinker's tongue and freezing in their throat. Reactor Core was a drink said to provide increased resistance to various toxins and harmful gases, but would also often cause a drinker to hallucinate. There are, of course, a good number of drugs used by various soldiers and pilots to increase their combat effectiveness. Usually referred to as stimulants, or stims for short, these drugs were generally injected and were capable of increasing a user's manual dexterity, reaction time, or visual acuity, or potentially reducing muscle or mental fatigue. Most of these drugs only lasted a brief amount of time, and were often lethal in high enough doses. The medical field utilized a large number of drugs as well, for the purposes of anesthesia, sedation, curing illnesses, and healing injuries. Perhaps the most well-known medical drug was Bacta. Bacta was a synthetic chemical that was often seen as a miracle drug. Upon exposure to Bacta, an individual would go through rapid tissue regeneration for any of their wounds, leaving little to no scar tissue. Bacta was useful to a great number of species, and was capable of patching devastating wounds given enough time. Bacta came in a large variety of applications, including Bacta patches, injectable syringes, salves, edible liquids, and immersion in a Bacta tank. Bacta tanks, or rejuvenation tanks, were expensive, heavy, and were generally only found in hospitals, capital ships, and military bases. Submersion in a Bacta tank allows an individual to potentially be brought back from the brink of death. The abundancy and potency of Bacta phased out a similar substance, Colto. Much like our world, drugs in Star Wars come in many different types and varieties, both helpful and harmful, and both legal and illegal. While it's interesting to see the many similarities between various substances in Star Wars and our own world, the alien nature of many things in the Star Wars galaxy allows for some unusual and unique creations. Most of the things mentioned here rarely become a focal point in stories, but it provides a lot of flavor when a dealer offers some death sticks to a Jedi, or a smuggler orders a Corellian spiced ale.